This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. The Macomb High School Agriculture Program has a new tool for students. It's 60 feet long, 30 feet wide, and can be used year-round. Students, teachers, community members, and politicians were on hand for the ribbon-cutting ceremony.
On behalf of Macomb Agri-Science Association, I'd like to welcome everybody here for a pivotal moment for the ag program here at Macomb.
Rob Creasy chairs the not-for-profit Agri-Science Association. It formed a few years ago to pay for bringing agriculture classes back to Macomb High. The ag program is now in its third year, and the pivotal moment Creasy referred to is the completion of a greenhouse. The structure sits on the southeast side of the high school campus. Students should start using it within the next couple weeks. Wyatt McGrew is the school district's agriculture education instructor and the advisor for its FFA chapter. He says the greenhouse will expose more students to agriculture-related studies.
The greenhouse here will allow us the opportunity at Macomb High to teach the floriculture, the horticulture, the landscaping, and really reach a wider variety of students and tell them that they can still have a place in agriculture even if it's not farming.
McGrew says the price tag for the greenhouse is around $100,000, but it did not cost the school district a single cent. He says the project was paid for through local fundraising and grants, and volunteers helped by donating their time. I'm Rich Egger, Tri-State's Public Radio News.